dare start it while I'm singing again? Singing again?
I did.
I knew you were going to do it, actually.
Welcome to episode 73 of the Family Time Q&A podcast. We're actually going old school, unplugged. So we're not going to put an intro in or an outro with music and that kind of edit. This is the way we started the show back in 2014, January 2014. We're now at the end of 2015. So this show has been around for almost 2 years. I'm your host, Jerry, from TheRealJerryDugan.com. Again, this is Family Time Q&A Podcast, a podcast about family living with actual family members.
Actual family members. We're not fakes.
We're not fake family members.
Not fake.
Not fake. So
we're real.
My co-host for tonight, this morning's show, is Emma, my mini-me.
That's me.
That's you.
Me.
Yes. How have you been?
Very good, actually.
Very good. I love it when you talk like that. It's so funny to me. That's Miranda Sings, right?
Yeah.
Do hit the quan with that voice.
Hit the quan. Hit the quan.
Don't do that. It's porn. Okay.
No.
Now, for those who have not heard this show before, the whole essence of the show is that we've prepared a candid question for each other. Emma, by the way, hates the word candid, and I use it as much as I can.
Hit it.
More so on these episodes than when she's not on the show. Yes. What's up?
On that yearbook form that mommy got whenever she picked me up at school, It says candid on it, and I practically screamed whenever I was reading it.
How come? Oh, because it said candid.
It can't just say candid on it. I'll show you whenever we're done.
It's not a real word. It's a stupid word.
It is stupid. Like, what did the can do?
The can was, anyway. So, yes. So, we've got a question. Emma's prepared a question for me. I have no idea what it is. So, my response is going to be unscripted.
Actually, I'm not prepared a question for
you. You've got the book of emergency questions.
Yeah. So
we have 4,000 emergency questions that can be used at almost any episode.
Now, it's the second edition by Barbara and Kipfer.
I wonder what the first edition had, if it was just like 3,000 questions and they added 1,000 afterwards. Anyway, we'll put that book in the show notes in case you want to buy a copy for yourselves. Because really what the show's about, Emma, and you know this because I tell you all the time and mommy knows this and Jacob knows this, but the new listeners may not know this. But this show is about inspiring, encouraging, and equipping you to have conversations with your families, because the quality of your family relationships is really reflected by the quality of conversations you're having with your family. So we're going to have one of those conversations here, and already it's lopsided because I'm doing all the talking. Isn't that right, Emma?
Well, I was looking at this book, and there's a section called The Latest Scoop.
Okay.
A section called Childhood and School.
Okay.
A section called Family and Friends. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the section I told you you're not going to ask your question from.
There's one called Fun and Sports. Mm-hmm. And then there's Habits. And then there's Love and Sex.
And I saw your eyes light up when you flipped through that section. And so that's the section you're not going to ask from.
And then there's also Outlook and Politics.
Yeah. Outlook has to do with like
and
how
spirituality
you see the future.
And work.
Oh, cool. So we haven't done an episode as a family since October 26th. And so there's been a lot going on. I spent a lot of November traveling for work. I managed to get a couple of episodes in while I was doing those travels. Emma's dancing in front of me in a very goofy way. And then you've been up to something. You made Nutcracker. You are one of the Chinese dancers. And you've
yes,
been
come watch me. And if you're not going to watch me, then I'm going to haunt you.
Don't haunt anybody. But if you live in Corpus Christi, you're coming to Corpus Christi either on the weekend of December 12th and 13th or the following 19th, 20th, Emma is going to be one of the Chinese dancers. She's been in the show now. How long have you been in that show? Forever. No, I'm kidding.
This is my sixth year.
Sixth year. Okay.
And I've done 3 spring shows. Going to be 4.
That's right. So, and then the spring show is...
I'm pretty fancy.
Which is cool because all those point lessons are now paying off. And yes. Ballet and tap and everything coming together for your amateur ballet career, which will hopefully bridge into a professional career of some kind.
Yes.
So, let's see here. So we've been doing that. We've been making a lot of home repairs, auto repairs. My car keeps breaking down because I insist on driving used cars and then I don't take care of them. And then I start taking care of them for a while when they break down because that's how I roll.
That's not a good idea, is it?
Mommy and I celebrated our 14th anniversary last week. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. For as long as you've been alive, mommy and I've been married. Well, you're 12, but for as long as you've known, we've always been married.
Wait.
In your world.
I hope this doesn't hurt your ears, but I need to cough. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, there it goes.
Yummy.
Yay!
So, yeah, mommy and I didn't really do anything too fancy. Because we were swamped with Nutcracker and me traveling and so on. So, we'll make it up to each other. And it's just been a fun 14 years. And we're getting ready to go on a trip, aren't we?
And I got my report card last week, and I got all A's the first 6 weeks and the second 6 weeks.
Booyah!
Booyah!
And one cool thing was you just started Spanish, like, 6 weeks late, right? Like, they finally opened up a class spot for you to go in, and you still pulled off an A in that class.
Yeah, and Jacob, he did
not. No. Don't need to tell his grades.
He didn't get an A, but he didn't get a C.
Okay, yeah.
And he didn't get a low B.
Yeah.
He got higher than an 85, lower than a 90.
Poor kid. You know, he's got the last name Morales, and he goes to a taqueria and orders a cheeseburger. Who goes to a Mexican restaurant and orders a cheeseburger?
Jacob.
Yeah, that's my boy. So
you're more Mexican than he is, yes, but you're like 0% Mexican.
I am.
Half white, half Asian.
Yep. And deep down inside, I'll eat tacos all day.
You're more Mexican than mom.
I am. Yes.
And mom is 100% Mexican.
I can say Spanish words more Spanishy than she can.
Well,
very stereotype.
That's because we live in a fake Mexico.
Oh. Well, this used to be Mexico, Corpus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But now it's not.
It kind of got stolen.
So now it's like fake Mexico now.
Texas is now ours. Any questions?
Oh my God.
Man. Gosh. Okay. So let's see. We're going on a trip on a little rocket ship.
Drifting through the sky, little Einsteins, climb aboard, get ready to explore. There's so much to find, little Einsteins.
Yeah, Jacob was actually singing that the other day to his girlfriend, to Danielle, and it just cracked me up. I was like, of all the things he could be singing to her, that's the song he chooses. I'm like, that's my boy. So, oh, hey, Oreo joined us, and he's excited. So you might hear his claws pitter-pattering in the background. He's actually jumping up on Emma right now.
Ow!
Oh.
I'm going to cry. I'm just kidding.
Gosh. Hey, you ready to dive into our questions?
Yes, can I ask mine first?
Ask yours first.
What was that? Like, honestly?
That was me trying to be you.
Okay.
How did I do?
So, I'm going to flip to a random page.
Except that one section.
Yeah, except that one section. And I'm just going to ask, and I'm just going to point my finger to something.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, this is the fun in sports. Wait, never mind.
So some of these 4,000 emergency questions are not good to ask.
Here, I'm pointing out one.
Okay.
What are all the things you would like or would have liked to say to your mother?
Oh, man.
I just randomly pointed to... Hey, that's funny because we're just going to see your mother in like 2 hours.
We are going to see my mom and let's see, the flight leaves at 5:00, so in about 7 hours. And we'll see her in about 9 to 10 hours.
Wait, when are we going to get there?
9:20 her time. So about 8:20 Central Standard because of the time difference. So we're going to lose an hour.
Wait, so does that really mean that
I don't know.
Our flight is technically 3.5 hours, right?
I think it's 2.5 hours and then you add an hour with a time change.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. 3.5 hours. And then we,
yeah.
Stupid math.
Wait, you say we'll get there at 9:30?
It'll be about 9:20, 9:30 their time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so is there anything I would like to say to my mother? Was that the question?
Does your mom watch these shows?
Yes, she listens. She's actually our number two fan, because I'm the number one fan.
Oh. Yeah. Hi, Grandma Put.
Hey, Grandma Put. We're going to see you soon. In fact, you're probably going to listen to this while we're at your house.
Yeah, probably.
So, things I would definitely love to say to my mother are thank you. And this is Thanksgiving week, and it's time to be thankful. And things that I'm very grateful for, I have a very strong work ethic, and that's a big part because of my mom. When I was younger, actually younger than you even, 8 years old, my mom gave me chores and responsibilities, and she held me to those. Did I hate them? Yes. I hated chores with a passion.
I don't have chores.
You don't have chores. I hated chores with a passion. Because I had chores, I am self-disciplined. I take care of myself. I take care of others. I take responsibility.
You take care of me?
I take care of you, my baby girl. And I get things done because my mom drove into me at a very young age a high level of standards. So, you know, it was never good enough to just come home with a 90. You had to come home with 100. Aim for 100. Boom.
And I got 300s.
Yes. And it feels good. And sometimes it's like, man, that wasn't very challenging. I just easily got 100.
I have a story. In the locker room, because we always get our report cards in seventh period, and my seventh period is athletics. Mm-hmm. So in the locker room, after our workout and whatnot, a lot of girls, I heard them saying, oh, I got a 79 in math. I got a bad grade in math. And I'm like, I got 100.
Yeah, you just kind of quietly like walk away and do the robot.
And,
like,
and then whenever people were like, what'd you get in math? And I was like, oh, you know, a grade.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what'd you get? And then they just like grabbed it on my hand and they're like, oh, cool.
Yeah. See, I love that you don't rub in the 100 in other people's faces, because I used to do that and get beat up a lot when I was younger.
And, Great job.
And so then I stopped doing that. I was like, okay, you know, it's not because, you know, I can't celebrate the wins. You know, I'd celebrate them. And it was because, you know, other people need to be lifted up. Anyway, so the point was, thank you, Mom, because of the high level standards. Like, I came home once with a 98, and her response was, well, what about the other 2 points? And, you know, we used to talk about that. Like, that's kind of the wrong thing to say to your kids. Like, you know, congratulate them. It was a 98. The next highest grade was 78, 79. You know, like, congratulate your kid. You know, like, yay. Yet because there was such a high level standard, I always strove for high excellence.
Was that just your mom that had a high standard for you, or just was it everybody at the time?
For the most part, on my dad's side of the family, my mom was the only one who had high standards. So, yes. And because of that, it allowed me to see differently than the rest of my dad's side of the family. Because my dad's side of the family was just, do it good enough.
All over the place.
Do
70's
it.
Good.
70's you good. You passed. A D is good because they still move you up a grade. You know, that was kind of the mentality there. Do enough work to not get fired. That kind of thing. And with my mom, it's like, that's not good enough. You got to do your best. You got to be the best. Even if you're not the, you know. And so there was that strive for excellence.
And
no,
it's not because she was being mean. It's because she loved you.
Yeah. And it paid off. I mean, now I'm in my late 30s. And people notice that for me, I don't just let things slide. I don't settle for it's just okay. It's, you know, even when I'm at the best at something in a group, I'm always striving to be better, and I'm bringing people with me to get better as well. So thank you, Mom, for that. I used to talk about that a lot as a negative, like, well, what about the other 2 points? However, looking back, that is a big part of who I am, and it's led to a lot of my success. What would you like to say to your mother?
I love you.
You say that to her all the time.
I do.
You do. Are you saying this because if you say anything else, you're afraid that she might throw you out of the house?
No, I don't know.
I'm kidding. Mommy would never throw you out of the house.
No, she wouldn't. First of all, she wouldn't. But second of all, I don't know what I'd say.
You don't
say
have
to her.
A second of all.
Oh, I've never really thought about this.
Mm. And, you know, 10 years from now, I'll ask you the same question.
You will?
Yeah. It may not be on this show, because who knows if it's around 10 years from now.
So on November 21st, is that what today is? 22nd?
Yes.
November 22nd, 2025. At 10:30, you're going to ask me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
While riding my hoverboard.
They have like little scooter hoverboard things that I really want.
Oh, man.
Have you seen them before?
No.
I'll show you next time.
I saw the April Fool's video where somebody claimed they invented the hoverboard from Back to the Future Part 2. I thought it was great. Anyway, so that day has come and passed. October something, 2015. No hoverboard. But also on that same note, 2010 has come and gone, and Jupiter did not turn into a second sun.
Who thought that it would?
It was a science fiction book called 2010. It was a sequel to a movie called 2001. So, yeah, we've seen no monoliths, and You know, Hal has not been created and didn't try to kill his whole crew. So,
yay.
Anyway, so a lot of things have come and gone that haven't happened yet. And our hover cars are not commonplace. So, my question to you, we're going to North Carolina. We haven't been there in 7 years.
I'm really excited.
I'm excited, too. It's going to be cold. Like, it's cold here in Corpus today. It's like 42 degrees outside
in
Corpus.
That's like freezing to us.
Yes, that is our winter, our one day of winter.
I'll walk outside right now and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's freezing. I feel like I'm in Antarctica.
Wait till we get to North Carolina where the high is going to be about 32 to 35 degrees.
Oh, great.
The lows are going to be in the 20s.
Oh, great.
So with all that said, it's been 7 years since you've been there.
Uh-huh.
So you were about 5-6 years old.
Uh-huh.
It was around the same time we went to Disney World. And
I got a DS and I thought I was like so awesome.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I got a DS.
Which was a blessing at the time, considering our finances at the time. So what are you most excited about on this trip? Is there something you want to see, do, or experience?
Honestly, this sounds kind of cheesy, but I want to see the puppies.
Oh, yeah. My mom got some new dogs.
They have like, are they huskies?
No, I don't know. I don't remember, but we will know by the time this show airs.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just want to... Don't they have, like, really cool forests? Because she lives up on, like, a mountain.
Yes, they live in a town called Black Mountain, which I assume is on a Black Mountain.
I don't know why, but I literally imagine, like, a literal mountain like this.
Uh-huh.
And their house is right here. And then, this is just from what I remember, but they're on, like, a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a house on top of it. And then there's, like... Big divot. Like, they actually live, like, on a high mountain. That's how I picture.
I don't know if it's a high mountain, because I think there's some higher mountains around them. They are on a mountainside, and it's cleared enough that you can see out miles and miles and miles to other mountains, and you can see other mountain homes.
That's so cool.
Trees all around. There was one year they had a brown, I guess a grizzly bear? Maybe a black bear. Hopefully not a black bear, because those things are kind of vicious. But anyway, a bear had come into the backyard, and they don't have it fenced off. So it goes into the open woods. And there's a river or a creek that runs on the backside of the home. I've never gone down there.
Why not?
But I don't know. I think because it's steep and... Excuse me. Sorry. Oh, didn't mean to do that. So, because it's steep, and at the time, you and Jacob were really young, and my mom was paranoid that you guys were going to fall down roll down the hill... Fall in the creek.
That probably
drown,
would happen.
And then get eaten by a bear. So
me being me, that probably would happen.
So you're excited about the house itself. Is that what you're saying? It is a beautiful home. We got a really nice picture of you sitting in a chair looking out the window from the first trip or the last trip that we took.
And the puppies.
And the puppies. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You want to see the puppies too.
I want to see the puppies. And aren't there like really pretty forests around where they live?
The whole place is beautiful. The Blue Ridge Mountains, the Pisgah National Forest is there. There's a place called Chimney Rock, which two movies were made in the area. Last of the Mohicans, which you didn't see, but it's about the last of the Mohican tribe. It's a book written by, oh man. Anyway, it's a classic. Really good movie. Was filmed in Chimney Rock itself. There was a scene and a sequence, part of my favorite movie in the movie. Favorite part of the movie is filmed there. And then you've seen Dirty Dancing. Or at least the end of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had the time of my life. That's all I know. Anyway, there's a lake nearby, and that movie was filmed there. And so every time Dave has taken us to Chimney Rock, and this is even before you were born, every time Grandpa Dave has taken us to Chimney Rock, we pass that lake, and he tells us, making fun of my hand gestures, and he tells us that's where they made that movie, Dirty Dancing. And then Mommy gets all excited, like, oh, wow, we need to go there, and we never go there. So maybe we can go check out that lake as well, see some of the sights, and that'll be kind of neat. So I'm looking forward to it. Beautiful time of the year. It's fall, so the colors of the leaves have changed from green to orange, different shades of orange. Mommy's hoping to get a lot of good pictures. Maybe we can put some on the website with the show notes. Or we'll do a Thanksgiving special while we're over there and just record us talking with family. What do you think? And then we'll post that. I don't know, either maybe the Monday when we get back or Thursday. I don't know. We'll play that one by ear.
It might be like totally different, like... We might just want to have family time, and then, like, you won't hear from us for, like, another year or so.
I hope not.
Yeah, that would be exaggeration. But, Or it could be like taking lots of pictures and sharing it with people, mm-hmm. which I think would be really cool.
Yeah. So
either one of them would be cool. But
cool.
But overall, I'm excited to see the nature and the dogs and, of course, Grandma Putt and Grandpa Dave.
Awesome. So.
Awesome sloth.
Now, that's pretty much our show. No. Okay, there it is. Okay, good. I have a cool idea because you said you probably won't hear from us for a year. The truth is I have a lot of ideas for the next year. Also, on ending up this year, too, on a cool note. So, let's
see. ¿Qué hora es?
¿Qué hora es? What does that mean?
¿Qué hora es? What time is it?
It is 10:38 a.m. Plenty of time to get to San Antonio for our flight.
Yes.
Okay, so... Announcements. Oh. Coolest thing I would like to do, because Christmas is coming. Mommy's favorite holiday. I think it's like everybody's favorite holiday in the family, except I don't know about Jacob's. So.
I don't think he has a favorite anything.
Really?
He has a favorite bed.
Yeah, he does.
He has a favorite girlfriend.
She's kind of our favorite, too. Like,
yeah.
We like her a lot. She's really cool. So, Danielle, shout out to you. You're awesome. And you pretty much bring out the best in our son. So, more so than we do. We're kind of jealous,
like,
in that respect.
He'll be like super duper 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 grumpy until Danielle gets there. And then he's like, oh, Emma, you're the best sister in the world. I love you so much.
No, he's been mean to you in front of her. And she's called him out on it. So that's really cool that she calls him out on it.
Yeah.
And so that's really neat. So announcements. Last Christmas, I think we did a special where we talked about our favorite present. We talked about our favorite experiences. I want to turn that around. You know what I want to do? I want to do an episode where we are sharing other people's stories. And so you can email those in if you like to jerrysdugan@gmail.com. So you can email a short little story of your favorite Christmas family memory. It could be something that you do now as a tradition. It could
trash.
Be something. Yeah, for us, it's trash. And we'll talk about that in another episode. Remind me. We eat trash, and we'll tell you more about that. So if it's a tradition you do now in your current family, or if it's a tradition you did from a past family, or just a memory of family coming together, you can email that story into us at jerrysdugan@gmail.com. You could also, call in 361-434-0126. So again, that number is 361-434-0126, and you just tell the story in a voicemail and we'll capture that and we'll play it. So just be sure to, if you want to leave your name, you can, you don't, you can leave it anonymous, and we'll listen for that episode. If we get a lot of responses, then of course we'll actually filter these in throughout the month of December. So depending on how many come in, if we just get a few, we'll just put those into one episode. If we have a whole bunch, more than we could put into one episode, then we'll just do one each episode leading up to Christmas. There's also a third option to get your stories to us.
You can do it the old school way and send us a letter through the mail.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. Do we want to send it to our house? Email me. We'll email you our address if you want to write a letter. But
yes.
if you're going to take the time to email me, you may as well email it, though.
Yeah.
And then save the stamp for, man, Oreo really wants to go outside. Why don't you let him out and I'll finish this announcement. So the third way is you could do a voicemail. So if you've got a computer of your own, you've got a headset or a microphone, and you just want to have a high quality radio-like sound, you can go to therealjerrydugan.com/connect. And at the top of that page is a send a voicemail message to the Family Time Q&A podcast. And if you have your microphone set up, you just click start recording and record your message. And we'll share that.
An example of a tradition is opening one present on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. So that's one thing that we do is on Christmas Eve, we open up one present. We pray and then... and then we open the present, and then we go to bed, or we watch, what's that movie?
Home Alone, Christmas Story.
Actually, I think we watch both.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's like the Home Alone marathon, the Christmas Story marathon, and so on. So,
Okay. I'm on candy.
And that's everything we've got for our show. If you like what you heard,
okay, bye.
Share us with your family and friends. You can share us from our iTunes page, which is therealjerrydugan.com/iTunes. You can also just go to the show notes and see about this emergency 4,000 questions book at therealjerrydugan.com/073. Or just take this link from wherever you're listening to this, share it with your friends on your Twitter account, on your Facebook page, in your email list, whatever it is, and say, hey, you got to listen to these guys. They're funny. Emma's awesome. And they're talking about some cool stuff. Besides, share your Christmas story. So again, share your Christmas stories with us. You can email them to jerrysdugan@gmail.com. You can go to therealjerrydugan.com/connect. And you can even call in at 361-434-0126. Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye. I want the last word.